Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Buckle up. Buckle up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people in this room for the Gloucestercast this morning. It's the pre-Christmas part, Gloucestercast. We have Pete the Weatherman that never watches the blog, but he does the funny cartoon strips.
Good morning.
We got Mrs. Grumpy Pants, Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We got Alicia Cox the Wolf that brought the world's greatest coffee rolls for everybody's enjoyment. We have a pre-menstrual Donna Arizoni. Post-menstrual, what is it?
Postmenopausal.
That. She's got postmenopausal Donna Arizoni here having hot flashes.
She might be 9.
She's having hot flashes. We got to turn the heat down. Fresh off the stripper pole, we have City Councilor Melissa Cox here. Her husband, Bill William Cox. Mr. Effervescent.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Toby Pett, everybody's favorite. And Frankie Shalino rounding out the Gloucester cast.
Hi, Tony.
Yay!
There you go. Yeah, Tony. Everybody is coming off their hangovers from the Good Morning Gloucester Christmas holiday
Wait,
party.
Was
that was Friday.
That was Friday.
That was Friday.
That's why.
Friday night.
I'm going to tell you right now, I pre-planned to take a taxi home that night. Is that a great...
Awesome.
Taxi cost $10, wow, including the tip. And let's just say, for people that don't... Like, if you know you're going out to a party and you're going to have a few adult beverages...
Take a cab.
Take a cab.
Call a friend.
I don't understand people that... I don't understand people that will not... Like, under no circumstances will just refuse to call a cab. Like, what is that?
Right. Well, a drunk driver.
In your phone.
That's what it is.
You should always have the number in your phone.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, take a cab, call a friend, because two drinks in you now is over the limit. You can leave anywhere.
Yeah. Especially if you're built like I am.
Especially if you're a pint of peanuts like Donna. Ah, it's only from Stubblefield! He's here. So let's talk about the Melissa Cox brought fantastic her penguin. Every year she comes with the penguin sculpture made out of olives and carrots
awesome.
And cream but she cheese, these what are they called?
Cream cheese.
And cream cheese. And one year she made the igloo made out of the Domino sugar cubes. This year she did, because we always tease and said that she's on the stripper pole every year. She's not really on the stripper pole. Uh-huh. She's a whore. She's not a stripper pole. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just teasing.
Hey now,
Bill's like, back up. No. We're just joking.
This is a family show.
No, it's just kidding. No, but she made the stripper pole, and I appreciate it. Every year he's so creative. Thank you for that. We want to thank
what did you use for the
Kathleen
cheese?
Erickson from Savor Wine and Cheese, who gave us a whole case of Prosecco and some
beef tenderloin.
Oh, that beef tenderloin.
Yeah, you missed it.
No, I had one bottle.
That was
one.
There was a case of champagne.
Matt Beach Gourmet, who does the cater out of that building.
Who brought the champagne?
Kathleen Erickson.
Prosecco.
Oh, that Zito was unbelievable.
Wasn't it good?
I popped one in it.
Wait, they have that there at Savor. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's from the last year, too, I think.
So that was very generous of her.
Prosecco.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Prosecco.
Well, whatever it was. It had the buzz going on in my head.
Very, very, very generous of her. Kay Ellis brought the cucumber things.
So good. That was really good.
Felicia brought a beautiful dish. Toby, we cannot not mention Toby's fantastic
chowder. God. Lobster chowder. And clam.
All in one.
Chowder.
Say it right.
Frenchie. Chowder.
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 Great job, Tony. Toby.
Where did you bring?
I didn't bring it.
You brought booze.
Yeah.
That.
I'm going to pick on you with that one all the time now.
But I think the success of the party was that I put on the blog, don't bring food, bring booze. Yeah. And then a lot of people took that to heart, so we didn't run out of any booze.
I know.
I got home at 1:30, and so of all the thanks that we need to go, like, you know, Mr. Guy's got cancer, like he's, you know, ready to fall down, stood it out the whole night, didn't kick us out, Fred Bowden.
He's the best.
Thank you, Fred.
I think we need to send a crew over to help them clean up.
I'm going
to
do
Monday. We're doing a cleanup Monday.
We're doing Monday.
Yep. So,
1 hour at a time, gang. So
clean Gloucester.
Too bad I can't redeem champagne bottles and wine bottles.
I know.
No, we can't do that.
Right.
We need to find a way to recarpet his back room. I don't know what
his
happened.
His bathroom?
His back room.
Back carpet?
Because it got wet. I think it was like previous party. Or it leaked. But that would be a fabulous Christmas gift for him.
All right, anybody wants to recarpet Fred Bowden's back room? Contact
still
us.
Like it.
Okay. You'll like it, Fred.
There you go.
Fred's awesome.
If I can help, I'll help.
We'll get him like a 70s shag or something.
Yeah, oh, that'd be cool.
Sprite orange.
Like shag, baby.
Yes.
I'd like to, I would like to announce the winner of last week's the podcast subscriber contest was Catherine Donlin. She's the winner of Sister Felicia's cookbook. You can find her in Felicia's cookbook. We have a link to it on the blog, little tab up top. So that was really sweet. And this week's prize for one of the first 10 subscribers is donated by Donna Artizzoni. It's a Cape Pond ice mug.
And we're awesome.
Very cool. Kim, don't forget to take a picture so we can add it into the podcast.
Okay. That's pretty.
And so one of the first 10 subscribers will randomly pick, and they're going to win a Cape Pond ice mug. That's the second order of business. Next order of business. Oh, we have a couple of announcements of events that are going to happen this week that we'll be sort of involved with. Rocky Neck Art Show
still going on to the 28th.
The 28th. That's at the Cultural Center.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Very nice things. Good gifts. The Rock. It's continuing our theme with the Rocky Neck on all of. Good Morning Gloss that always has a strong presence at the Rocky Neck Polar Plunge. The Polar Plunge happens on New Year's Day.
What time?
Maybe we'll check the chat.
It happens at noon. They go into the water at noon.
Can we just do it at 6 a.m. Get it over with?
There you go. That would be nice. Actually, I like it with the sun.
Jump in the water
and appear. Maybe we'll have
tropical
weather
sunshine,
that day as well.
Thank you. Work on that.
So
it's going to be a blizzard New Year's Eve. So
and also food for open door.
Oh right. So they always have
people get to Rocky Neck.
So they always have a truck set up at the entrance for people to bring dry goods and food that gets donated to the open door. So don't forget your donation for them. And I want to say something about the Polar Plunge. I got a bunch of people to pinky swear at the Christmas party that they were gonna do it.
After they're already drunk.
But once you pinky swear, you can't go back on a pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
I didn't pinky swear.
Well, you will.
Pinky swear.
All right. Hey! Everybody saw it. Oh, and Melissa Cox pinky swear. Bill, you in? He's wavering. He's wavering.
He's
your towel boy, cabana boy. Yeah. Melissa Cox's cabana boy will not be polar plunging.
You have to be pinky creative.
Pinky swear.
Cool.
Sister Felicia got me and BJ, my nephew BJ, very creative. Outfits for this year.
Yeah, I wore Wonder Woman that year.
I'm looking forward to that. But here's the thing about the polar plunge. It is something that you are normally you would not do if you haven't done it yet, and you're just too intimidated. Think of it this way: it's something that you have anxiety of going into this freezing cold water, or leading up to it for like 2 weeks leading up to it. If it's like a week away, and then once you do it, and the camaraderie on the beach of the people that have done it, and you get out of the water and you survive, you don't actually die. It puts you in the frame of mind that you can do anything for that, and you're starting off the year on such a high. I cannot if there's one thing I recommend you do for yourself,
do it.
Do the polar plunge. It is awesome.
So I got a question: can you have cardiac arrest doing that?
It is salt on your face, and it's just.
Can you have cardiac arrest doing that?
No. You'd have to be in a long time.
If you have a heart problem, I wouldn't suggest doing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you can't get hypothermia in 30 seconds.
No. You've got to be in it for at least 3 minutes, right?
And you bring your bathrobe.
Yeah.
What?
You bring your bathrobe.
Yeah? I don't have a bathrobe.
I don't want to see a little dangle or anything, so just bring it, you know. It keeps
the only thing you're going to see is a frozen ball.
Shrinkage.
I was in the pool.
Oh, George. Where'd my voice go?
George Costanza. The classic. One of the most classic Seinfeld episodes.
Do they have next towels to all that stuff there for you?
You bring your own.
Keep the car running and then jump right back in after.
Hot cocoa isn't straight hot cocoa. Trust me. It's not.
You don't give it to your children.
No. I think it's a bucket list item. That's what it was for me when I first started doing it with you guys.
Yeah.
And now it's just a tradition.
Yep.
Like, I couldn't do it last year because where the tide was and when we did it,
right.
It was too close to inauguration. There's no way I could have, like, showered and gotten ready and done all that. So I'm really looking forward to doing it this year.
Yeah.
It's just exhilarating. It's just, you jump in and you're like, oh my God, and you come out and everybody's hugging and getting pictures done, and it's so much fun.
Isn't it? It really is.
And then you go home, you warm up, and then you go to Stone.
I'm hosting an open house that day.
You got to cook and stuff for a million people.
Because basis on Chris's grandmother's thoughts, if you eat well on New Year's Day, you'll never be hungry for the rest of the year.
There's something to tradition.
So we'll go to their place after.
I'm doing it. It's going to be fun. You know, it's actually a good idea to do. My dad's got MS, so I want to start something. To raise money towards that.
There you go.
Finding a cure. So, you know, that would be something to think about, too. Maybe February, getting a group of people together, jumping in.
They do that, the Rotary does it.
I want to do something different. I want to think of something different.
Can you give us, I want two forecasts from you now. And I don't know if you have the models out this far, but Christmas. Can we get a Christmas Eve forecast?
Yeah.
And can we get a New Year's Day forecast?
Yeah, Christmas Eve forecast, New Year's Eve forecast will be a little difficult, but I'll do my best. Christmas Eve, all the data that I've looked over, as far as, you know, precipitation, wind, temperatures, we're going to have a storm going up through the Great Lakes, and it's going to have a subtropical ridge coming up the East Coast, and that's going to put us in the warm sector. So, you know, if anybody's flying out, let's say Monday and Tuesday, I think you're okay. If you're heading south, but if you're heading west, there's going to be delays because Chicago and the Great Lakes can be getting a big storm. Up here in New England, I think we start getting some rain or snow mix Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night. But Wednesday, Christmas Eve, we're going to have flooding rains possibly, and winds over 50, 60 miles an hour.
So people if people are actually put off traveling till Christmas Day, that could be a nightmare for the airport.
It could be, but it's going to be tropical feel around here. We're going to be in the 50s and
60s. It's going to be like 60s. Hurricane.
We're going to be in I wouldn't say hurricane, but we're going to be in the 50s and 60s.
Tropical storm.
On don't Christmas put your Eve night. So Santa is going to have, a nice jet stream behind him. Coming into New England.
Very nice.
Hopefully he's got a safe landing. But, you know, if Mariners, boaters, I don't think they're
not going to go out there that day anyway.
So, and then New Year's Eve, the long range models have a big snowstorm for us, the 29th through the 31st. And that could go into New Year's Day. We're going to be going into a much colder pattern after Christmas. We're going to see temperatures way below normal. And the Greenland blocks can be setting up, so you get the negative NAO and you get the positive AO. And with them all coming together, North Atlantic Oscillation. We're going to see more stormier pattern for snow and cold air. So snow lovers, hold on.
I like snow.
I like
snow.
That's
perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. You nailed it.
You don't get rain days off from work. You get snow days off from work. Snow.
It's coming, Melissa. It's coming.
So speaking of
snow, hold out.
Speaking of municipalities, not for the rest of us.
I mean, I don't like shoveling it, you know?
Speaking of snow, yesterday I was downtown and I was at the cave. So inside the cave, and you look across, if you're looking out the windows of the cave, there's that old stone granite building that's really old and everything. And there was just enough snow. It was snowing out in the morning. And there was just enough snow. You looked out the window and it seriously looked like something out of Dickens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was the perfect setup because it was snowing pretty good. So for those people that, like, if there's one drop of, like my mother, if there's she sees one flake, she will not go on the highway because she's afraid that, you know, everything is going to just go off the rails. So it's the perfect thing to keep people local to go shopping and finish up the Christmas. Yep. And downtown was mobbed at noontime yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The stores were packed.
I could not find a spot. I got a platter from the cave, so I was there about 2 p.m. It's always packed in there, but I like being inside the Franklin and looking outside when it's snowing. I love being inside the cave looking outside. There's something about being inside those certain places downtown, and then when you're looking outside.
Vigilio's too, looking at Vigilio.
Yeah.
Or just being on Stacy Boulevard by the Fisherman Statue and looking out over the harbor. That's pretty too.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think shopping local. It's awesome.
So, is anybody traveling for Christmas this year?
No. What do you mean traveling?
Fitchburg.
Drake it.
No.
Right. New Hampshire. Yeah.
We should all say Merry Christmas.
Too. So nobody's traveling.
Yeah,
that's good.
I mean, I'm going to the same place in New Hampshire that I have gone to for the last several years.
That's nice. Tradition. Yeah. So hopefully you have a nice, safe drive. When will you leave to go up there?
In the morning.
Christmas morning?
Correct.
How far? Listen to us. How far? Where you going? What's your gas mileage?
There you go. Peter, you're in a play? You're in a play?
I am going to be in a play, yes.
Peter Lavosko, our weather guy, is going to be in a play. Why don't you tell us when the play opens and when is it running to?
Okay. I don't know if you guys heard of the NorthShoreFolk.org, but Henry Allen runs it. So he asked me to be in a play. I was singing karaoke one night, and he wanted me to be in it. It's really for kids ages from 4 to 11, and he helps, and they really enjoy it. They do a great job. So the play's called Gloucester Boy. And it opens up on Friday,
December
26th at 7 p.m. And there's also a show on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And then the show's on the 10th, not the 10th, but the 11th. And that's on both Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. There's 25 people in the cast. It's intergenerational. Whatever the hell that means.
From the youngest to the youngest.
It's North Shore Folklore Company. It's based out of Magnolia.
It's at the library.
Yeah, the library. Tickets are suggested.
Wait, the play's at the library? I thought it was at the DES Club.
No, it's at
the
DES Club.
Oh, it is? It's at the library?
Yeah. And you know what about the DES Club? When you walk in from the street, it looks small. When you walk in, it's like a friggin' stadium in there.
They got a stage and everything.
They got like a downstairs bar or something. I've never been in there. I'd like
to. Oh, really?
Yeah. Tickets are.
Alicia, you must have been a Portuguese, right?
My husband is, but we live across the street from it.
Yeah, have you been inside that building?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. We had my sister's graduation party there.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's awesome.
I bet you they rent it out for members for like next to nothing. Yeah. It's probably a great place to have an event.
Oh, yeah. Go downstairs. It's like the boys' club, and then you can like smoke cigars. I love it down there. It's
awesome. Smoke cigars?
Yeah. And then $2 drinks. It's awesome.
Cuban! Give me a Cuban!
If you're a member.
They have a lot of good tradition there.
Yeah.
The Portuguese community here is strong.
The Elks has a good club. So, you know, a lot of people have a good club.
Yeah, they're really nice.
So the tickets, Joey, are is a suggested donation of $15 to
$30. It's nice for the kids.
So no one's ever turned away. So if you don't donate, you're not going to be turned away. And it's about you'll have to just come and see it. And I am playing Jose, a fisherman. Mainly, I'll be like a mime. I have a couple lines, but it's for the kids. I don't know. I'm a little bit, you know, kind of
so
nervous because I'm going to see people out there.
So wait, he offered you a non-speaking role after he heard you playing karaoke?
That's like saying you have a face for radio.
Well, no.
Whoa, that's cold. You got a face for radio.
Okay.
Big hug.
Rick.
There it is. Big hug right there.
Wait a minute. He offered me a bigger role the next one. I came into this one late into the game. But I have a couple of parts, and we have a song we sing. It's called catch the fish, caught in tuna, flood in a dish, the rain, whatever. But that's part of it.
That's good. That
sounds
so. If someone could just get me like a mask to wear so nobody in the audience sees me, because they're going to think, you know, oh my God, what's that guy doing with all those little kids? You know what I mean?
Kim brought a.
That'll be fun.
Kim brought a huge topic to the game today that I had no idea about, but we're talking about Gloucester gas prices earlier. The price of gas everywhere has gone down considerably.
Yay!
Very good. Good for businesses, good for households and everything. There's more people have more disposable income and everything. But Kim brought up a thing. Go ahead.
Okay, well, if you shop at Stop and Shop, you get points. And
if you use your card,
If you use your card, which, you know, it's just on your keychain now.
Right.
So you, after a while, you accumulate points. And my husband and I are usually up to, you know, 1,000 points because you can...
Is it a dollar a point? Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
It's very quickly, because we do a lot of shopping at Stop and Shop, it accumulates. And Oftentimes everybody will say to us when we're cashing out, oh, you have 1,000 points. Well, 1,000 points is equal to $1 off per gallon at a Shell station. I don't remember very often to go to the Shell station at the Liberty Tree Mall. But now we have our own Shell station now.
Foster's now
a Shell station. So
they are?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the point being is that now if you shop at Stop and Shop,
I never use them because I usually get gas up there.
So now if you go to Foster's, that's $1 off a gallon is when a gallon of gas is $2.50 is enormous.
I'm like 20 or 30 cents right now, but I'm going over right after this.
I need gas,
that's what I'm doing.
There you go.
I know.
I like that idea. We're in my
house.
Well, I have a Prius, so it's not that expensive for me to purchase gas. However, my son drives a truck, and he must put $100 because he drives back and forth to Peabody to his job. That's so this me. Will. This will really help him out, I think.
I drive 400 miles a week in a pickup truck.
Yeah, so...
It costs me 100, 100 and a half a week for gas. This is great. Wow. I'm loving it. I actually have money in my pocket right now because I didn't have to put it in the gas tank. It's nice.
It's already down to $2.50 a gallon or whatever it is.
They're
right?
saying price is going to get down to $2.49.
Wow. On the radio, they announced there are certain places in the Midwest that are pumping for less than $2 a gallon.
Yeah, $1.99.
Because they don't have the tax on top of it.
I don't think Cape Ann will ever see $1.99.
But when you think, I've been driving a long time, but even just maybe 10 years ago, it was under $1, so.
When it's I started all driving, it was 99 cents.
Yeah, I remember it like 50 cents.
So that is value added information from Good Morning Law, sir. Yeah. Kim Smith, thank you for bringing that to us. That looks huge news. I got this press release from Beauport, the Sleeper McCann House. Yes. Have you ever been to the Sleeper McCann House, Frank Shalino? You ever been inside?
What is it?
Where is it?
Okay, hold on. We gotta wait.
Okay, where is it?
Toby, have you ever been inside?
Many times.
Toby has been in there
many times.
Don Artisone's been in there many times. Melissa Cox has been in there many times. Have you been in there?
Yes.
I feel like such a loser.
You've been in there?
Where is it?
Okay, we got our second where is it from Alicia Cox and Peter. And third where is it from Peter. It's on Eastern Point.
Okay.
I personally have never been inside there.
Oh, is that the one with the Indian out front and the sign?
Is that the Beauport Museum?
That's haunted, right?
Yes.
That's haunted.
No. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I've
never been in there
myself.
Some of my closest friends growing up lived next door to it.
Right.
The Hallets lived right next to it.
Yep.
And they... I had never been in there.
It's awesome.
But they're very involved in tourism. But I just feel like
it's one of the historic New England properties.
It is one of the historic New England properties. But I feel like it's something that like gets promoted. Like if you're from out of town, you have to go to this place. Right. But like that, people in town do not go to it on a regular basis, or even know to go to it.
Well, perhaps that's a good lesson for them to do some kind of community outreach. Because if you want to go there, for example, to watch the Parade of Sails or something, whatever, it costs a lot of money to sit on the lawn and buy a ticket there, whatever it is. But what if they did some kind of community outreach? Then perhaps they would get more local people interested and to offer some free things for
but
the
but it
community.
Is free.
Okay, hold on.
It is free.
It's free. That's the point.
It's cost to residents. It's free.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is.
Oh, it's free. God.
They should reach out to the schools. That's important and you don't know it.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
We had free passes and they looked at us like we had three heads. We're like, we have free passes. I'm like, but it's free for residents. Whoa.
And it's $10,
I think. Just like Museum, month of January.
It's free.
Absolutely free to residents.
Oh, that's good to know, too.
Yeah, and it's a great winter thing to do, especially with the new building and everything to go and check it out.
Gordo's wife, Joanne, right? She's...
Joanne Hart.
Yeah, she's one of the key people involved with it.
It's gorgeous.
But what I'm saying, whether it's free or not to Gloucester residents, a lot of people don't know that.
Right.
So there has to be some.
This topic that we're talking about right here. The point was Frank Shalino, long time downtown Gloucester, grew up here, big time roots here, did not even know where it was. Alicia Cox,
if you
same
said the
thing.
The Beaufort Museum, I'd say, oh, I know what that is. On
I said the Beaufort. Beaufort, well, Beaufort Sleeper McCann House.
Right, the McCann.
Sleeper McCann.
Yeah, right.
It's a historic home of New England, by, donated by a Woolworth. McCann was a Woolworth, as in F.W. Woolworth.
Interesting.
Every time you go, you find something new there.
So why don't they reach out to the schools? Because there, if you, any school, elementary, O'Malley, they do so many field trips to all the museums in Gloucester.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this would be such a great thing for them to write up a paragraph about who they are and start with field trips there.
They're not open after October.
You have school-aged children. Your kids have never...
Yeah, no, they've never... I can guarantee you if I ask both of them, and Talia is very involved.
I can't tell you how many times we went to Hammond Castle on a field trip.
I've never been there. I've driven past it a million times. My best friends grew up on Eastern Point.
Right.
But I still have no idea what the inside looks like.
Well, you know what's funny? The Hammond Castle, when I was a kid, you used to be able to go through the whole thing. But now
they got closed
off. Well, they have a lot of structural issues. They don't have enough money to fix the place.
Is that what's going on there?
Yeah.
The Hammond Castle.
The Hammond Castle.
Yeah.
The
Hammond Castle. Beautiful.
So they should apply for CPA money. That's silly.
That would be a no-brainer, right? But isn't it private now? I think it might. I'm not sure. It might be like privately owned now.
To St. Anne's. It's not.
Mm.
It's private.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of private things that you can.
I'd like to go up the stairs where Hammond lived. They got that all blocked off. You know,
really?
It's got the door with that knocky knock thing there.
Yeah. Well, they used to take you up the spiral staircase, like stone spiral staircase, but it's not. They don't. I mean, I remember going all the way to the almost to the roof.
Yeah. Really?
But I've been to a couple of weddings there, and it's.
There, at one point, there was a restaurant at the top. On the roof.
Yeah. At Hammond Castle?
Yeah, they said that, yeah.
What happened was they put chairs and tables up there, and with the sun beating down, some of the chairs sank into the tar, and that's what caused a lot of the leakage of the water.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
This was, that was like in the 80s, I think.
Wow.
And evidently, whether that's never been fixed, I don't know what the deal is, but I know there's a lot of...
John Hammond and John Sleeper were friends.
Oh, okay.
And they
could see each other across the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And Hammond had the remote control thing. Right. Yeah. I mean, he's got the second most patterns ever.
They created
in the United States.
Rain and wind and lightning and thunder and
fascinating.
Right in his pool room. Yeah.
He was.
Make it rain and create lightning and thunder inside the castle.
Back then?
Yeah.
Yes.
He had a weather machine.
The remote control.
If you go in the room where the pool is in Hammond's castle, he's got, there's like piping on this, like floating around up there. That's you can make a rainstorm.
Yeah.
Rain and lightning too.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
I was friends with Thomas Edison.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Alexander Graham Bell, I think. They were all kind of like buds.
They're buds. They come over the boat.
Hey, Mr. Hammond!
Yeah.
I'm not happy with you.
Yeah.
And Sleeper was also friends with API.
Hey.
Don't throw no lightning at me!
Hi, Ian.
Gone Hot is only good for one classic mispronunciation per podcast, like a monster, though. She comes in with the heat every time.
Because I know
it was
my stuff, but I just
Piat. Yeah, the Piat Bridge, where everybody pees off. I peed off the Piat Bridge.
It's fascinating.
So everybody goes to Piat.
So, Joey, since you knew the people next door and all, where were you hanging out if you didn't go to the Sleeper McCann House? I mean, what did you do?
That was so long
ago
that people were actually still living.
Where did you go that you didn't go to any of these houses?
No, just we would drive right past it. I parked at, you know, we parked at the Hallett's house, and it's next door, but I just never thought to go in. But the point being is to try to get people to understand we have this thing here. They're open.
Very cool.
It's a treasure.
It's a treasure.
Awesome.
Go check it out.
Right.
And it's free.
If you hadn't figured out where I was going with that,
free.
And Melissa just pointed out, and it's closed during the winter.
It's closed during the winter.
Castle?
But how did I just get because they just grew. What was the press release that they just gave me?
They got CPA funds.
Okay, so they're probably going to do some cool stuff there. So when it opens, make sure you go there.
Yeah. I think there's a special tour there that's called the Nooks and Crannies Tour, and I have not taken it yet. And I really want to, but it sells out every summer, like in the beginning of the summer.
It is so fabulous.
So
is
awesome.
It's awesome.
Really excited to try to.
I get very
really
excited going there. Oh, it depends.
Well, we'll figure it out. It'll be posted on the blog. But you don't look at the blog, so you're screwed. Forget it. Pete the Weatherman, when is it?
I have a question. It's not on the what do you call it?
Agenda.
But Good Harbor Beach, has been taking a real beating lately, the past couple of years, from beach erosion and ocean storms. Mm-hmm. And if you remember the past summer at the beach at high tide, the water would come in a different way. I thought the city was going to do something with the beach and make the sand, back to level, so that at high tide people can more enjoy it instead of going all the way back towards the dunes. Did you hear anything about that?
I know.
Did you, Melissa?
No.
Who would fix that though?
You really can't.
They don't want you to. The EPA.
But they're doing it at Plum Island.
Well, Plum Island has the beaches. Plum Island has the houses.
Well, I get that, but the beach itself has been displaced. It's different. Good Harbor now.
Yeah, but what it'll change though? It'll change again. Like Magnolia Beach, at one time was 11 inches of sand.
I know.
11 feet of sand.
I know.
The pier went. But it came back.
I realize that, but with beach erosion, if we don't do something for this,
absolutely.
Then the water at high tide, we have to do it, so we're going to lose a lot of people coming into town as far as, money goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
What seems to be the case is that, like, the EPA or whatever the governing body that they take environmental stuff does not like you to mess with natural progressions of they don't want you to touch things. Like, even after, like, in, say there's places in Rockport that got like big time storms, and some structures, like there were steps to go down to beaches and stuff like that, were washed away, and they wouldn't let them replace those structures, and there was like parts of streets that were wiped out, and they had to go through a permitting process to redo all this stuff that you would think is just a natural thing. I should be able to replace this because it got wiped out by a storm, but they don't want you to mess with it.
Maybe people didn't build so much on those places.
The same thing is going on at the Eastern Point berm. I met a gentleman there who's one of the residents while I was down there photographing, and it took 2 years for them to go through the permitting process to be able to rebuild, restore and rebuild and maintain the causeway
there. How much damage can happen in 2 years? Why should it have to take so long?
Yeah, because it just got. I mean, I had reported on it over the last two years. It just was getting progressively worse and progressively worse.
I'm glad they finally did something.
Yeah.
Because Niles Pond is not salt.
No,
it's tremendous.
It's just so beautiful up there. We just want to make sure our beaches stay preserved, and because Mother Nature is going to do what she wants to do.
Yep.
Regardless, she's going to knock half the beach away. She's going to do it, and then when you go by the beach, you drive by Nautilus Road. And you say, oh, where'd the beach go? You know what I mean?
My main concern is having high tide be right at the street.
Well, that's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years. We're seeing water levels increase as we go through the last, what,
I think,
2 years.
I think a big good projects that they've been doing is the beach grass replacing. Mm-hmm.
I saw that. To they keep have the fencing up around it so people won't walk up there in the dunes.
Winkersheet's doing that, too.
We all used to, in our 20s, we used to all go out there and party up in the dunes. We'd have a little bonfire.
I heard some people used to drink up there. I don't know.
A little bit. That was me.
Shocking.
Yeah, you don't understand why.
Yeah. I know.
Well, they fixed Clock Pond.
Did they?
Because Clock Pond is actually salt water. Yeah. And they opened from Black Beach, White Beach in Manchester.
Yeah. Okay.
So the tide actually comes in and out, and now you have much more interesting birds and
flesh.
But the tide goes in and out. That's why you're not supposed to skate on Clock Pond.
They did the same thing at Eastern Point. They restored the culvert there.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yep.
To create better flow.
Well, if those like marshes, like that's why they have marsh restoration projects, and they you know how, like, we talked about this a couple of years ago on the blog, like, you know when you see you go by a marsh, like say on Thatcher Road, and you see the exact lines
that go through the marsh?
That is so that the salt water can flow and feed all the they kind of make, would you call those estuaries or whatever, so that the marsh can get fresh salt water to sustain the life that's living in those marshes.
Oh, right, wow. And also, but those cuts were made a long time ago to harvest the salt, to harvest the grass. So that they would have roots to be able to.
So those are man-made.
Yeah,
they had to be. If you saw how perfectly symmetical and horizontal,
those even cut areas, those ones you see.
Man-made?
We reported on.
They tried to harvest salt hay. Things don't propagate in it, so you can cover in certain parts of your garden, and
I mean, Kim probably knows the technical side a lot more than I, but certain things will not grow because of the salt in the salt head. And so gardeners use it. They harvest it, and it's really important, especially if you're going to plant vegetables and those kind of things.
Right, and so it was used much more. It was salt hay was used much more in the era of when we had more agriculture.
In Joppa Flats, well, we went to that. Well, I brought my girls to that program, and they had, it was really a children's program, but you sat through it. But I learned a lot. They up there. The farmers depended on that. There was a whole industry.
Right. It still is.
The industry was harvesting that that salt hay for their farms. And
people,
stuff like that.
Even in Rhode Island, I know who are farmers, come up here and buy truckloads worth of salt, hay and take it back to use it in their processes.
I know. There you go. See,
more information.
But I'm gonna find the post because there was a government program. To cut those
cuts through the marsh.
The cuts through the marsh to bring the salt water up through to feed them because a dead marsh is not a good thing.
Right.
You know. So next topic. The topic I want. Has everybody got their shopping done? Everybody done?
Done.
Almost done.
Wrapped. Done.
Done. How about done? Fraction. Almost. Has everybody got everything wrapped?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Today.
No.
I got a couple more. Actually.
Wrapping paper in storage.
Wrapping.
Does that count? Just throwing stuff in the stocking.
Well, I love the
tapes in storage.
I was a huge fan of going up the dollar store and getting the bags for a dollar and just with tissue paper.
That's what I did this year. Yeah.
That's a great move.
That's a great move.
But I wrapped this year, and what I want to talk about is the process of if you took a picture of the first present you wrap. And the very last present that you got.
You should do a time lapse.
No. Like the first one, you're lining. There's a pattern on your wrapping paper. You're trying to line up the line so it looks seamless all the way around. You have the perfect folds. You're double folding over on the edges, and you're putting perfect tape going sideways instead of just doing the overlap move. You're like the whole thing. By the last present, right?
You're using different paper.
Yeah. You're putting pieces together. You're scrunching stuff together on a ball. It's just a complete. It is so funny how you just let everything goes to shit.
I'm using a snowman paper.
I see a time.
How much tape do you go through?
Huh?
How much tape do you go through on one present?
By the end,
there are some people that there are some people that go haywire with the tape.
Yeah.
Let's think.
I'm gonna pick on my mother-in-law. She tapes every single scene the whole way. I'm like, seriously, it's not an envelope. It's supposed to be. It takes you 15 minutes just to get the damn tape.
There's sensitive material inside.
Listen to this. My mom is the polar opposite. We did not have tape. You had to learn how to wrap a present without tape.
Really?
What?
Like you had ribbons.
It must be like tied up or something.
You never want to see my ribbon.
That's interesting. I never even knew that was possible.
Yes, you fold down the edges nice and neatly, and everything kind of stays in place, and you get a ribbon, and you manipulate the ribbon and tie it around so that you shouldn't really have to use tape.
Is it more time consuming or less time consuming?
It takes like maybe like 30 seconds longer.
Unless
you
don't get that kind of time.
Right,
you have to be
I see a video in place. I can never get the paper to stay flat by the time I get the tape off, it all goes to shit, and then I'm like going back and forth and back and forth.
You would. You'd get the little technique.
Guys don't have that time. We just take the scissors, we cut a slice, we put the box on there, and we just pray, and
then we realize
couple tape done. Hey, it looks like a mess.
I inevitably always have 15 extra inches on the edge of the box that I have to fold over and then over and
then
over.
Like giving a ball, right?
It is. I don't know how much waste of paper put paper.
That's where you put the card that says to and from. You cover it over that spot.
Yeah.
I do like the bags, though.
Oh, how about
then you reuse them.
Oh, no, I don't like bags. Yeah. I don't like bags.
Well, all the bags the paper, if you do it the way Kim's describing, because there's no tape
you can reuse it.
You can reuse the paper.
My mother used to reuse the paper.
Yeah, we do that in our household, too. We reuse the ribbon, especially really pretty ribbon.
And when you're doing it, you're going to play the music by the waitresses in the background. Christmas wrapping. You don't know that song?
So we had more restaurant. We always do our restaurant segment. This week we had Pinoli. I went to the VIP night on Tuesday night.
Of course.
Of course. They had past hors d'oeuvres and champagne and a cash bar.
It was Prosecco.
Prosecco is a type of champagne.
No, it's a sparkling wine.
Uh-oh.
I'm checking my inner kid.
It's like you go to 7 o'clock and the liquor store's open. Okay.
What are you using? Cold
you know
what?
So it was very nice. I said one thing, and I got Kim and I had completely different takes on the day. She says it's an unbelievable transformation that they did. And I always thought Alchemy was nice to begin with, but I didn't see a huge change from before. Super K just come in, bearing packages. Are you Super K? Very quiet, just very quiet. So yeah, there's an example of one of my later stage rapping jobs. Yeah. That's for Toby. Toby, that's your present right there. You can hand that to Toby.
Yeah. What? It's on Toby. A wallpaper.
That's not bad, though, right?
Where's the bow?
I told you. That was towards the end. So wait. We got to finish up with the pinoli. So I said that I always thought Alchemy was very nice. I didn't see a huge change, but Kim Smith is of a completely different mindset. She says she thinks it was completely changed around. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Why don't you tell me?
No, I thought it was stunningly beautiful, and I love the changes. When we walked in, I joked to the hostess and said, did you raise the ceiling? Because it's so much lighter. Like, they have this beautiful paneling, but then at the halfway point, it's painted a lighter color, which, you know, just brings everything up. It doesn't have that dark, cave-like feel that I thought Alchemy always had. And the lighting is just spot-on gorgeous. The lighting really, I think, that really adds a tremendous feeling of openness and beauty. Go ahead,
So, Kim, you actually went for dinner. I was just there for the past that, hors d'oeuvres and stuff. What was dinner like for you?
It was a fabulously beautiful experience because, and also what was really sweet about it, see, this is why I get flustered. You should
know. Sounds like a fairy tale.
Beautiful experience.
It was.
An orgasm, oh my God.
you don't know what you
oh, God.
All right, let her talk.
Okay. Let's hear it.
You don't know what to expect when you go to a restaurant on the first night that it opens. And it was...
You don't know what to expect.
Oh, my God. It's delicious.
Is this what it looks like?
So what did you get? So what did you have?
I'll have what he's having.
So can you describe your meal for us?
I was trying. We had...
Your meal.
We had
your male, M-A-L-E, or male, M-E-A-L?
Enough.
Can we hear it? Can we hear her? What you had to say? Can you describe your meal?
Can you stop doing your orgasm thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
So I had this beautiful salad that was very colorful, really fresh, crisp greens from, and then it had this really cool, I'm not going to look at you while I'm talking, and that way then I won't get flustered. It had these beautiful watermelon radishes that I'd never had before that were very thinly sliced with this beautiful pink, red center.
Pink,
it was gorgeous.
Red center. Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds delicious.
It was beautiful.
What was your entree?
Could continue.
Who's your entree?
Continue, please. Guys, stop.
Calamari or octopus?
Okay, what was the segundi?
It was delicious. It was a delicious fried fish, and it was fried in such a way that it was very light. It wasn't like gloppy.
Was it salty?
And greasy. It was perfectly salted. Like, I didn't have to add any salt, which just made me think.
Perfect pH.
What kind of fish was it?
It was shrimp. It was shrimp.
You guys are not fair.
Shrimp.
Semen.
You're not fair.
So, No,
that's not. No, we're just kidding.
That's the end.
Yeah, so it was excellent. So everybody should really get to Pinole, and you can have an out-of-body toe-curling experience for yourself.
Yes.
Right? Is that how you would sum it up?
I heard the rabbit was
how the
really
good.
You had the rabbit?
No, I heard the rabbit was really good. We haven't gone for dinner yet, but I heard the rabbit was phenomenal.
Toby, the because that was hot 2 years ago. What is the foodie term for rabbit?
What do you mean?
Okay, forget it. Because it was hot in the foodie world. There were everybody was serving. It was on the cover of Edible Boston, but they didn't call it rabbits. They called it something else.
Hopfenpfeffer. No, that's a German.
No.
What the prices? Were the prices decent?
The prices were what I call like going more for special occasion.
Like passports or something?
No, higher than passports.
We're talking like the average entry was like $25-$30 a plate?
Yes.
But they wouldn't give you small portions?
They do have half portions.
But did they give you small portions? Usually these nice restaurants where they
pay. Well, like our portion, my fish portion was beautiful and perfect. Tom had the half portion of a pasta dish. And he was, honestly, a little disappointed because it wasn't. It was like four raviolis. So
right, and you're paying $30 for four raviolis.
No, that was the half. That was a half.
Oh, that was a half portion.
That was a half order.
See, I don't look at my food as beautiful. I just look at it like, ooh, I want to eat it. I'm hungry.
Well, it was really delicious. When I say beautiful, I mean, you know,
it melts in your
beautiful
mouth.
And melts in your mouth. Like nice. He got the half order of the farm board also, which was this wonderful array of. Cured meats, local
cheese
cheeses,
and bread and stuff,
all
different kinds.
And that was the half order. And you'll see in the photo, because I'm posting the
photo
tonight, you'll see that the half order of the farm board was really decent size. Really nice.
We'll have to check that out, Joey. Sounds good.
Yeah.
There you go. We can have our next year's Good Morning Gloucester Christmas party there. Fantastic.
Also, they have Lambrusco on the menu, which is...
What's Lambrusco?
Lambrusco is a wonderful sparkling red wine. And it's not...
That's an old wine.
Okay.
But it's not your grandfather's Lambrusco. Yeah. It's not sweet. It's nice and dry, and it has just a very light effervescence to it. You should ask for it sometime.
Okay, Melissa Cox.
I think we need to have a summer Good Morning Gloucester party as well. I like the Christmas holiday party. That we have, but I think we need.
We generally.
Madfish.
I gotta be honest with you, like Niles Beach, every weekend. You go down there in the evening if people are eating,
An official one.
An official one. All right, we'll do it. Let's just do it.
We should have one once a month.
Well, we have the mug ups.
Well, we get together.
Mug ups are fun.
And you can come to a podcast anytime.
I know.
That's right.
But he has to read the blog to know when they are.
That's his problem.
I'm a busy man.
I am too.
Well, yeah, he's on. Oh, Pete's also going to be on a reality show, a week-long reality show.
Yeah, it's going to be in April.
Are you going to be one of those storm chasers where you drive directly into the hurricanes and
tornadoes? The crew is going to be driving right into tornadoes, so they'll be chasing storm.
Did I guess it? Or did I guess it?
Awesome.
So, I'll know more in January about it. You know all the details.
Will
but right
we,
now, they
will
it's
we
in
get
the,
to see it?
It's in the works with the producer, stuff like that.
Will we get to see it?
Yeah, you'll be able to see it on TV. Absolutely. Okay.
So again, they live among us.
What's that?
As Toby says.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to chase tornadoes.
Wow.
I would do it.
That'd be so interesting.
I think people that.
I might do a drawing. Maybe see if I can bring somebody with me up there.
Take Melissa Cox. Don't take Melissa Cox.
No,
she's too valuable to the city. Do not take Melissa Cox.
We just re-up the life insurance. Go right ahead.
Bill Cox chimes in.
We got cows, Peter.
We can't lose Melissa Cox.
No.
Yep, we cannot lose her. To dispel any rumors, Melissa Cox's house is for sale still?
It's under agreement.
It's under agreement. But people that were... the day that Melissa Cox, the for sale sign went on her house, I got literally five phone calls and emails. Did you hear that Melissa Cox's house for sale? How is she going to be a Ward 2 counselor if she doesn't have her house for sale? The fact is, she's still going to be running in some capacity for city council.
Yeah.
So, why don't you go ahead?
But we have a house under agreement that's literally less than a mile away from our current house. So
still in
Ward 2.
Still in Ward 2.
Yeah, we are not leaving Ward 2.
So or the city.
Thank God.
Or the city. We really like living downtown. So we were fortunate enough to find a house that was just put on the market that is a lot bigger than what we're in now. So.
And it's closer to me.
And closer to the good people.
So there.
So, no, we're not leaving the city. I did joke around with somebody that we were moving to Beverly. But no, that is not the case.
So glad.
You joke around with someone, you know how fast they can get around, too. Right.
Same breath, I said, just joking.
Yeah, Beverly, thank goodness.
Just joking.
Yeah. People are panicking.
A lot of people panic. Me, personally.
I never got one phone call. I mean,
well, they came with you.
I didn't call you? Didn't we have a conversation?
Well, I was able to tell them you were staying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally do. I am begging. I don't. We don't talk politics or anything, but I'm just going to say, I personally am begging Melissa to not go at large because I consider Ward 2 like the most important ward. It's like basically covers downtown and the fort and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we have a rational person there in Melissa. And for the chance that there is like one of the crazies to take over like the most important ward, which includes downtown, it just scares the hell out of me. So please, I'm begging you to stay in Ward 2. Please. You can affect more change.
No, it's good. I really enjoy being the Ward 2 counselor. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. So.
And you're good at it.
You're very good. Yeah. Look, I mean, a lot of... Okay, I can't go into whole things, but...
Yeah.
Burnham's Field, like, all kinds of awesome stuff. So
we're not even done with Burnham's Field yet.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The McElhenneys scored.
Oh, my God. I could never do this job without the community input and assistance that I get from all the residents of Ward 2. Yeah. It's just amazing. The whole concept of, bringing people together to do more mini hands, do light work, that kind of thing. It's amazing.
It's gonna, next summer, it's going to be a total go-to because the playground is awesome. And then with the addition, the huge addition of Holy Cow right there, it's a destination now. Mm-hmm. Because you can go to play with your kids like all afternoon or whatever and then hit it up for the hot, the coffee for yourself or ice cream and dinner.
Just like the good old days.
Relay for Life is going to be there in June this year.
What'd you say?
Relay for Life.
It's going to be, really?
It's going to be at Burnham's Field this year. Met with them last year. I did the whole overnight and the Relay for Life for the last 3 years. And this year, when we were there, I got to talking to him about Burnham's Field and how...
Is that Vicky Grassman?
Yes, she's amazing.
Yeah.
What do they do for Relay for Life?
What is it? It's a...
Do we even live in this city?
Do we even live in
this
city?
I'm on the other side of the island.
Good morning, Gloucester.
I don't go to the other side.
Good morning, Gloucester, Kachuma.
Florida, too.
Where's Fourport Sleeping McCann House? What is the Relay for Life?
I don't know.
He's awesome.
But they're changed around the hours a little bit, so it's not an overnight anymore. We're working with a couple of Gloucester businesses. I'm very hopeful that we'll have a dunk tank there, and I was the first one to volunteer to be in it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I'm going to make a suggestion if you wanted to put that thing over the top with attendance, because it's an overnight event.
Hear me out.
If you went back to the overnight event and you had the Mariposa sale on the same exact night, blow up. I'm telling you. That's all I say. That's what you should do it for the Mariposa place around the building. Because those ladies are crazy.
Is there music also? Do they have like concert type thing? They set up a stage and stuff?
They've had live music before, but I don't think that they're going to do that.
No, I know what Relay for Life is. I was just joking with
you.
It's so early for me to program all this. I got models in my head.
The reason why we're not doing it overnight this year is because it is in the middle of downtown and there's noise ordinance and stuff like that.
Yeah, you'll have three residents who'll freak out.
They had it in Boston one year. I went to Relay for Life in Boston. The Commons they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the whole thing with the paper bags, with the
luminaries.
The luminaries.
Yeah.
I love those. It always makes for a really awesome photo.
Yeah. So we're definitely excited to have you also in the dunk tank for an hour or so. So that's really nice of you to pinky swear with me on that you'll be there.
Perfect. You pinky swore the other night. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, you know what? The only reason I won't pinky swear on that is because if I have a work obligation that I can't get there. Okay. But I would promise you this. If I don't have work or if I can't get away, I will definitely be there. What? I'll say, Donna, listen.
I'll do it.
Who, Frank? Frank Cellino, because he's a good heckler. Because you want a good heckler in the dunk tank?
Yeah.
And Dawn Otto's only because she would actually pay you to be in the dunk tank, because that's how she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we'll get a good.
What do you mean I'm a good heckler?
You're a good heckler. You'd be a good heckler. You'd definitely be a good heckler.
Thank you.
I want to give it. Okay, for dining experience this week, besides that, I want to give a shout out to Heidi at Four Square Cafe. I had an awesome breakfast. Me and Superkid had an awesome breakfast there the other day.
You can't go wrong there.
No. Cannot go
wrong.
We
have a lot of great breakfast places. And
is that a new place?
No.
No.
Oh, you know, he's trolling us. He's trolling us. He's definitely trolling.
I've never eaten the Fort Square.
He's
trolling us.
I love Glory. Her coffee there. And they have almost no breakfast place has flavored coffee.
That's the only type of coffee
Zambuca
flavored coffee.
So when I go, I'm like, what do you have? And
my favorite place is Zeke's. I love Zeke's.
You like Zeke's?
I like George's.
George's is great.
George's is good.
Willow Rest.
That was my
Two Sisters is your favorite?
Homemade bread, redless potato. That's hands down for me the best thing.
That's a Washington thing, right?
Yeah. Craig Kimberly did a post about that. Their hash with the chipotle sauce.
Yeah, they want a lot of homemade stuff. But their hands down always been my favorite.
Their potatoes are
delicious.
Sugar Magnolias.
Cannoli's, but they're going to be open for brunch starting in January, which is nice because there isn't a whole lot of brunch places.
Ooh, I would love brunch.
Cannoli's.
Oh, nice.
Starting in January.
Nice. The brunch scene started to happen like 5 to 5. Katrina's is doing brunch.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Florida Fairs, their brunch is 1 to 4, which I need to get to.
They have the martini.
Dying.
Make your own martini bar.
Yes.
Really? How fun.
Foreign Affairs.
Bloody Mary's too.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah.
Can I tell you right now?
Road trip.
Foreign Affairs is one of the best new restaurants. It's in Manchester, where Al's Cafe used to be. You would not recognize it if you walked in there. It's very similar to the transformation of the old timers to Katrina's. Yeah. How beautiful it is inside there, and you never would think unless you walk past that threshold.
Yeah.
Walking into where the old Al's Cafe was in Manchester is now Foreign Affairs, and the food that guy Doug Pappas is the chef.
Doug Pappas is the head chef and general manager, and he's done a wonderful job.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
We had a gift certificate, and we went one night, and I grew up on a ranch, so I would just go out to the corrals and, we'd pick one to eat, and that's the way I was raised. This is the first time I've ever had such an amazing piece of meat, cut of meat, that was delicious.
Wow.
You're gonna blow
it up. I think it comes.
So, Foreign Affairs, one of my new favorite restaurants, it's actually in my top 5 on the North Shore, Duckworth's. Duckworth's, Foreign Affairs, Blue Ox and Lynn, Passports, and Athaki. There's my top 5.
Oh, really?
And if anybody hasn't gone to the Blue Ox in Lynn, it's like
it's in Lynn.
What kind of food is
it? It's very similar to Foreign Affairs.
Okay.
Modern American cuisine, I guess you would call it. But it's that place, the Blue Ox, routinely gets in a survey of Boston area chefs.
That's what the chefs go to.
Where you would go to for dinner, that Blue Ox. Like,
so you might
like several
have reservation. It's probably one of those places like you need to call like 2 weeks in advance.
It's not in the best section of Lynn, but the room is really beautiful, and there's plenty of parking. But you just
Lynn is kind of.
Well, Lynn's come along.
Hopefully your car's still out in the parking
lot. Lynn's not that bad.
It's not that bad, no.
No, I find Lynn, it's just hard to get in and out of there.
Yeah,
from Gloucester. But what I'm saying is, if you have a night where you can get up there, it's worth the trip to Lynn. I wouldn't say that many places are worth it.
I would go just to go there.
If
it's that good, then I would go up there just to go to a restaurant.
If going to a restaurant is your evening experience, dining
that's what
out,
we do.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
It's a place to go to.
Right.
If you're looking to grab a light bite before you go to a movie, it's not.
Have you been there, Toby?
Yes.
Would you agree with my assessment?
Absolutely.
Okay, how about on Foreign Affairs? Am I spot on that?
Totally. I mean, as I said, Doug has done a great job, and,
I don't think enough people know about that place. And that's closer than Blue Ox. So if you're going to go to, if you're going to try one new restaurant this year, try Foreign Affairs.
You know what I love about Doug is that he is also equally as supportive to all the other restaurants, and he is vocal about that. Yeah. And he, and I think that would, that's something that's very important to me, is about supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And he is, he's number one. He really does. He supports.
It, another thing about Doug is a kid that grew up in Gloucester, was raised in Gloucester, in East Gloucester, and went away and studied culinary and worked in different restaurants, and came back home, you know, to Cape Ann, to run what he's doing. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
And his mom is
And they give back to the community as well. And I mean, that's
the whole family is very creative. Like, so they're very, very, very great people. So I also want to mention that they are in the dinner dealer deck with a very generous. Their coupon, I think, is 20 off of 50 or something. It's like one of those really good ones.
It's another no-brainer.
And his mom, Patty, is a big FOB also. She reads Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah, she writes in every once in a while. She thanks us.
What is FOB?
Friend of the Bar.
Are you just kind of
Peter Lavar's go, honest to God.
This may be his last podcast, just saying.
Dedicated.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Coma or something?
I don't know. I get so much on my mind, you know, Christmas and I don't know.
Sorry.
Models of the.
That doesn't go over with the.
Who is this Joey Shimatao anyway?
Well, no, I saw the party and I tweeted, yeah.
He asked me, last week he asked, so where is Bowdoin, this Bowdoin place? Where is this Bowdoin place? I need it to find where the Christmas party is.
I did.
Huh? You were there last year.
No, I wasn't there last year.
No, I didn't go last year.
No, I didn't make it.
You came to my mug up, though.
I was sick last year. Yeah, no, I did make your mug up.
You did.
No, the FOB thing, Joey, I tweeted it. I didn't know. I'm like, yeah, all you FOBs out there, you come on.
They didn't even know what it was. I can't criticize that move because 99% of the press releases that come in, I copy and paste that. I don't read them. And like I said before, it could say in the middle of the press release, Joey Shimatao is the biggest jerk in the history of jerks 15 times, and it would still get posted because I copy and paste everything. I don't read them because I there's no possible way for me to have the time to like.
I'm gonna try that out.
Yeah, the next time the Phillies say, because they're psychotic about how many press releases they send. Put it in there. We'll see if it slips through the moderator.
I got it now.
Friend of the blog. Right.
Friend of blog.
I use that term.
Oh, it's just like, you know, talk to you later. TTYLR.
FOB was popular when Bill Clinton was president.
I wasn't a big Bill Clinton fan.
Yeah. I used that term with my daughter, FOB, and she was like, Mom, what is an FOB? And I was like, friend of blog, and she goes, you know, that's a made-up term. Not everybody knows what that is.
Yeah. I call friend of the blog, but yeah. So there you go. Well, we got it. It's we got another pod. Anybody want? Oh, does anybody else have any dining experiences they want to talk about this past week? You eat any breakfast places this week, Frank?
I went to Long Gull this morning. Very good.
Okay. Longo, one of the best coffee joints in town. Toby, anything?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing. Donna.
Where have I been? I don't know.
Out to lunch.
Literally. The brewery. I did go to the brewery for lunch.
Did you use a dinner dealer deck? 20 off of 50?
No, I didn't because
you would have paid for your dinner dealer deck? That's a fail. Go ahead.
I went to George's yesterday morning for breakfast. See, it was fabulous.
Oh, George's always executes.
You know what? George's is like one of my. George's and
Fort Square. Square.
If you want an omelet, you got to go to one of these places. There's some other nice places out there, but these people, when it comes to an omelet, they kill it.
And George's, their wraps.
I agree.
Yep.
I love their veggie wrap with the egg, and I bring half of it home for the next day.
George's does a good job.
And Dean will look at me, well, you ain't going to finish that? I'm like, this is like two meals. And Heidi, she does an awesome job.
The baking.
She's incredible.
She tortures me. Every time I go there for breakfast, she parades out all these cheesecakes that she's made. And they are unlike any cheesecakes you've ever seen.
The homemade muffins.
Yeah.
It's like
really good.
And I go just because Rusty cracks me up.
Yeah. The entertainment factor with Rusty is so awesome.
Rusty's a good guy.
Alicia, how about you?
Yeah. I went to George's and Melissa yesterday.
Okay, so
to find my husband there.
Yeah,
I always do.
Chris loves it.
He sneaks he's out. He will not tell me where he goes. He just sneaks out of the house. And he'll be like, "Oh, you found me!" Like he's there. Oh God, he's there a lot now.
There you go.
He's with his buds.
Peter. I haven't been to any breakfast places, but just recently, last weekend, I took my daughter. We went to the Christmas Carol, North Shore Music Day, and afterwards, I took her to the Wynwood Grill in Essex.
Yeah.
Love that place. They actually sat us upstairs. If you ever been upstairs, you can look out over the bar, and their steak tips are phenomenal. And that's all she gets when we go there is the steak tips. She's like, "Daddy, they melt in my mouth."
There you go.
And then another place was the Azorian. I love their steak tips as well. Hats off to them. They're doing a great job.
They have really good martinis too, and they're like $6.95
at the Azorian.
And they're very affordable.
They have the best filet mignon.
Good to know. There's some value added.
Their filet mignon is amazing.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They got chocolate martini.
They used to, the Azorian used to have, like, for lunch, you could get a killer burger there for lunch, and it was like
$5. They do $5.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I don't know that
they're still doing that. That's the lunch
special. On which day?
I don't know if it's Fridays $5.99 or they do it every day. I don't know, because I know at one point that was one of their staples, $5.99 for the burger and fries. But I don't know if they changed it to a different day. But
I don't go there nearly enough. I gotta make that.
I wish they would put a small one in Magnolia.
Maybe they will.
Oh, we didn't talk about this. We didn't talk about Noni's putting the wrap on the windows.
Yeah,
this is the third restaurant in the course of a couple months that has shuttered the place. They had a sign, Supercake sent in the picture, a dark window with the black tape saying top secret.
Yeah.
So,
and now it's painted. Is that what you're talking about? You said the sign, but now it's painted. You didn't see that?
I didn't know.
Huge letters, top secret.
What color?
Blue.
Oh.
Is it navy blue? Because maybe that was the same thing. Because you can't tell.
It's not just a sign.
Oh, no.
Is it on the inside of the window? Is it in that window, the same space?
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about a little sign.
Yeah, no.
It's like a huge thing. So you don't know?
I don't know exactly what's happening there. The prayer of all prayers is that Willow Rest 2 opens up. And listen, it's... I doubt that's what's going to happen there, but that'd be so great. Everybody wants one. Just open one in every neighborhood.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Every neighborhood needs a Willow Rest, too.
Why can't Willow Rest, right?
Huh?
If Dunkin' Donuts can do it on every corner, why can't they Willow Rest?
Same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not much work to open a restaurant. Snap your fingers. Easy.
Create it and they will come.
I want to say shout out, thank you to Toby. He brought me some kick you in the nuts espresso cafe El Aguila coffee espresso beans. He got them for $1.60.
$1.50.
That's for this. Bill's favorite.
Yeah, no, that's good.
You drink this?
Yeah.
It is good.
In our drip coffee, and it gives you a nice kick.
It is a kick in the nuts. All right, thank you, Toby. We're gonna have some kick in the nuts coffee here, Colombian. So. How would you describe the taste of the taste of this?
It's coffee.
No, but is it? Would you say it has a little bit of a bite? Is it more sweet or more bitter, more chocolatey tones? Or I'm into my cup.
I would probably go a little bit more to the chocolatey tones. Yeah.
How can we start making his orgasm?
$1.50. Where did you get it for $1.50?
Market basket.
Right, really? For $1.50?
Yeah.
No brainer.
You used to have to go to the international section for it, but they then moved it to the whole coffee area.
Nice.
You would probably know this. Is Misty and Larry still selling their Gloucester Joes?
Yeah, and they're still featured at events, and they did one
at the Mac, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I did know that they were still going. Well. But didn't she say that she was moving away or something?
She's coming back shortly.
Yeah.
She did. She's away, and she's come back shortly. And they've been doing a lot of their stuff virtual. So if you find them on Facebook or Twitter,
they're on the bridge too, right? Yeah, they do a lot of stuff on the bridge.
Yeah. So they're still alive and well.
You can buy their coffee at Pauline's. We were just at Pauline's.
Oh, Pauline's carries it?
Yeah.
Because they're all bridge buddies there.
There
so
was a big basket promotion. Up front. So I think actually the basket was big. I think there was like two things
Love
of coffee
store.
Left.
I got. Are they still at the cave? They used to have it at the cave.
I
I think I saw it there. I gotta pick some up.
I like supporting those. They're nice people. And I really like that Perfect Storm. It's a nice model.
Cape Ann Living. They're
in the Cape Ann Magazine.
Cape Ann Magazine.
So were you?
I was too.
Alicia Cox, the Wolf.
If you have friends,
Connor will be in there next.
It's whatever.
So what were you in there for Amy's Kitchen? What were you
No,
in there for?
This is really funny because my picture was from Amy's Kitchen, but it was about locals that get into the cooking competition world.
Oh, because Lori Lufkin does that.
I'm friends with Lori, but we actually met through a national cooking competition, and she IM'd me through that site. Like, I live in Essex. I'm like, I live in Gloucester. And then we had met up, and we've been friends ever since. So the whole thing is about, and then Myron Lapine, Pickles, and another woman, her name is Ellen, and that was a hamburger. She had won a contest. So it was basically about locals and how it is a crazy community within cooking competitions. Like, you are friends with people nationally, and just about how crazy it was. So,
Networking.
And a picture from like 3 years ago.
Hey, I have a question. Do you still make your linguica?
No, we actually bought our linguica was homemade at the butchery in Lowell. So we used to go up to Lowell to the Portuguese market up there and grab
that was
it.
Awesome.
And we used to go through probably 20, 30 pounds a month. That was awesome.
So my high school buddy Mike Coder just walked in the room. Mike Coder, legendary lady killer. He was big time stud back in high school. He was a hockey player.
Still got.
He still got the mojo. He still got
a full head of hair, Joe.
He's stud. I mean, I had some of the craziest times of my life with this guy right here. So what's going on, Mike? You just got stopped.
Morning, Joe.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to see you. It's always good to see you.
Hey, I'm hoping you can come over to the house today, maybe, for the Patriots game a little later. Bring your girl and your kids if they're with you.
The kids are not with me, but I might stop by.
My folks are going to be there. Kelly's folks. Mikey's around.
Cool.
Here, pick up some lobsters if you got any. Boats been going up?
No boats. I'll be right with you. We're going to do a podcast. In closing, though, we got all of our restaurant stuff done. Everybody, I am very thankful for all the contributors and all the friends of the blog. I'm very thankful to Fred Bowden. I'm thankful for this year was a personal, like, there were a lot of highs and lows in my life, but I considered it like a really, I feel like, even though like there's a lot of stuff going on, I feel like really happy to have, blessed to have all you guys as close friends. And I always try to tell my daughters that, you know, that it's money is not what will ever make you happy. It's close friendships will bring you way more happiness than money will. So I consider myself very blessed that way. And I hope everybody has a great holiday and a safe holiday. And I hope to see everybody at the Polar Plunge. So there you go. Another Gloucester cast. Is this going to be the last one of 2000? Is there another?
No.
We have another one?
Yeah.
Well, there's another Sunday.
Another Sunday.
And that's what you want to do.
That's what I want
to
do.
Can I just, one thing to remind people that Cape Hondice has fabulous wear to buy for Christmas sweatshirts.
Yeah, good presents.
T-shirts.
We can't go through a whole list of all the awesome places. Yeah. But again, this week's, Donna donated again. If you're new to the podcast, one of the first 10 subscribers will get one of these awesome Cape Hondice mugs that Donna so graciously donated. Everybody have a great week. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.